Today, at the Louisiana House, there is an expected vote from the full lower chamber on a gas tax that got through committee at 17 cents. Ken Perrett, president of Louisiana Good Roads, your thoughts about where the process is right now?
Well, Jim, Good Roads has been promoting additional revenues for transportation for a long time, and we really had high hopes going into this session that that there would be a nonpartisan effort to do something, because our road system is just horrible. The American Society of Civil Engineers just issued a report card rating our bridges and roads at a level D, which means it's almost at a failure point. And anybody that's been stuck in traffic in Baton Rouge and other places around the state know how desperate our needs are for improvement. So we were very optimistic going into this session that we would get something, a substantial increase to take care of some of our problems, our backlog, and our needs for some major new projects. However, it looks like Washington partisanship has come to Louisiana, and there seems to be no effort to get cooperation to get the 70 votes needed to pass a substantial increase. So we think Good Roads really is very supportive of increased revenue. As a nonprofit organization, we do not lobby, we do not support individual pieces of legislation, but we do think this is Representative Carter's bill is the best effort we have to do something for our crumbling road system this year.
Well, it's getting crunch time. It's 8 days from the end of the session, so something has to give soon, or this will go by the wayside, and the vote today will probably either mean there will be a gas tax increase or not. Motorists currently pay 38.4 cents per gallon in Louisiana, 20 cents from the state, but there hasn't been an increase since, I think, 1990. Sean Wilson, the Secretary for the Department of Transportation, is a key leader in the effort. He says the latest push is a reflection of political realities, but would also mean that fewer transportation improvements would be enacted if 10 cents goes into law rather than 17 cents. But it's going to take some heavy lifting to get to 10 cents. Some groups such as the one that Americans for Prosperity, they say that we can't trust the government to spend the money wisely. Do they have a point?
Well, that's very interesting that a group called Prosperity for America would be opposing an increase in revenue that is necessary for prosperity for Louisiana. Certainly, a crumbling road system and bridges being closed all over the state is not going to promote prosperity. And matter of fact, the motorists right now are paying what we call a bad road tax because of the situation that's deteriorated. The average driver is paying about $2,000 a year in extra cost right now because of a bad road system. So that certainly is not a prosperity item when you have a bad road tax of about $2,000 a year, and an increase would only cost you about $82 a year. So it doesn't add up. So you can't have prosperity with a deteriorating road system and bridges, because industry mm-hmm. depends on transportation to get their goods and services and their employees to work. So it's not just the convenience of the motorists. It's our whole economy depends on a good road system. So how a group that calls itself Americans for Prosperity can be opposed to improving our transportation system is just very ironic to me, and doesn't make a lot of sense.
877-217-5757 or in Baton Rouge, 297-5633 for Ken Perrett, president of Louisiana Good Roads. Now, where do you come with that $2,000 figure? You're saying that's $2,000 a year that we're paying because of wear and tear on our vehicles?
Exactly.
Due to bad
wear
roads?
And tear.
Where do you get that number, Ken?
It's a number that's come up from an analysis of time lost and repairs based on experiences in other states that have put more money into their roads and bridge systems. Their cost to motorists is declined, while ours is not. That includes, like you said, wear and tear on your car, lost time, insurance cost, which is a big factor in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. All that goes up because of a poor road system. So that all put all those factors together, and you get about $2,000 a year in what we call the bad road tax. Here's another item, too. If we don't have additional state revenues, we could wind up losing federal money that our citizens pay in into the federal trust fund. If we can't match those funds, they'll go to other states. So people will actually be losing some of our federal money if we don't get enough state money to match.
All right. Wear and tear on the vehicles, Ken Perrette says, costs $2,000 a year on the average, and that's because of our deplorable roads. And there's some areas that have better ones than others, of course, but if you drive Louisiana, you know that we've got some issues, and we probably need to address them. It's been a long time since we've had a gas tax increase, but people don't like taxes. Lawmakers like them even less. They generally don't like to go before the electorate saying they voted for a tax. How do you get past that?
Well, I think you have to put it into a perspective as to how much you're actually paying and what are you getting for your investment. Some taxes, you know, you can't really tell what benefits you're getting from certain taxes. With a gas tax, you know what you're going to get back. You're going to get improvements in your traveling times. You're going to get improved signal systems. You're going to get improved interstate system so you don't have beat your car to death when you go over a bumpy road. So, and look at the relative cost. Say the gas tax costs you $80 to $100 a year. Well, when you go out for dinner and a movie in Baton Rouge, how much with two people, that would probably cost you $100 a night just for going out once. So compare $100 dinner and movie to $100 a year for improved roads. It's just it's very, very small amount. And so people have an inflated idea of how much money they're actually spending on gas tax.
Can we be assured the money will go to transportation? There's a concern that somehow, some way, it might get into the general fund and roads and bridges will be an afterthought.
Well, I think Representative Carter deserves a lot of credit. You know, he's very courageous. I mean, he's a Republican, but he's from Baton Rouge, and he knows the situation. And he has got some of his fellow legislators to put companion bills that will put a fence around these funds so that they will only be used for transportation improvements. So that's a good thing.
Jim at LSU. Jim, you're on the air with Ken Perrette, head of the Louisiana Good Roads.
I appreciate the good roads, and I definitely agree with the gas tax. But I want to know, how can you do anything if you can't balance the budget first and know how much money's in the budget and how much you need to save for a rainy day fund?
Yeah, I can answer that. The issue is here is the transportation money would go into the transportation trust fund, and it can only be used for transportation projects. That's the key here. It cannot be used for deficit reduction or for paying for other state needs. It's the fences built around this legislation will ensure that money goes into the trust fund and to be used only for transportation improvements, for roads and bridges.
877-217-5757 is your number, and the email is talk@talklouisiana.org. What do you think about a gas tax? It started at 17 cents. Steve Carter, through some maneuvering that took some Republican votes that were somewhat unexpected, got it through committee, 9-7 vote. And now it's on the House floor, and he's got to get 70 votes. Now, two-thirds approval is really, really tough, and one tax after another has been beaten down during this session. Can Steve Carter pull this off? And he knows he's against the grain because he's already reduced the proposal from 17 cents to 10 cents. So it's going to be a tough task. Does he have a realistic chance?
I think if we can convince the legislators that they can convince themselves that this is good for the state, it's not just good for individual areas, not just good for Baton Rouge, New Orleans, or Lafayette, but it's good for the whole state because our whole economy and our job situation is dependent on a good transportation system. Industry won't continue to come to us if they can't get their products, to market. If they can't get their workers to the plants, they will not come into Louisiana.
Ellen in Sherwood Forest. Good morning, Ellen. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning. Your guest mentioned Americans for Prosperity being against this tax. And I think everybody should know that Americans for Prosperity is an advocacy group funded by the Koch brothers, billionaires who are against climate change. They deny climate change. They're against Medicaid.
Okay, but let's stick to the gas tax, Ellen.
If they're against this gas tax, you know that it's a good thing. It's a good thing. We all know that Louisiana needs it. And everybody, now the voters need to call their legislators and tell them to vote for it. Maybe that might make a difference.
All right. Thank you, Ellen. Ken, you're nodding your head.
I love that because that, you know, there's some fake news going on that their survey showed that people are not in favor of the gas tax.
Well, we would find out if it went to a vote.
Well, the legislature, you know, they represent the people, and if they get to 70 votes, this particular thing does not have to go to the vote of the people. The constitutional amendment to restrict it to how it's spent will have to go, but the increase will be. It's done strictly by the legislature, but
okay. So I want to get that straight.
Yeah.
That's a good point. You're saying the actual $300 million a year would be funded, but then the mechanism for funding it would go to the vote of the people.
Right.
Okay. Gotcha.
The protection issue.
Gotcha. Felicia in Old Goodwood. Felicia, you're on with Ken Perrette, president of Louisiana Good Roads.
Hi. Thanks for having me. You know, I'm in favor of the road tax, but I'd like to say that I think that our roads would go so much farther if we would find a way to include bike paths. I think that more people would ride their bikes and put less wear and tear on the streets if we could find a way to include bike paths on our streets. We've had so many opportunities, and you know, I think that people would use that, and I think that would be a great idea.
All right, Felicia, thank you. That's a good point.
Yeah, some of our federal money is dedicated to what we call amenities, and so there is a program to work with local governments to improve bike paths and pedestrian facilities as well as the roads. So it has to be a comprehensive program, and I think we do have a good program. We just need the money to implement it.
Steve in Brule. Good morning, Steve. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me. Hey, I am very concerned about the condition of the roads and infrastructure in the state, and I think everybody agrees we need to do some work to get make some improvements. The problem I have is funding the improvements through a gas tax is not really the best way to do it. I would support a gas tax if the legislature did three things. First, if they eliminate all these legislatively and constitutionally mandated funding programs, everyone should have to justify spending tax dollars every year and not having the ability to prioritize our spending over 400 spending programs is a major problem that the legislature needs to deal with first.
All right. That's a good point. And I'm sure many, like you, are wary of taxes until we get our budget house in order, but there have been significant cuts, as we know. The last decade has been a cutting frenzy. And some people say, look, now's the time that we've got to bite the bullet and raise revenues. And if there's anything that's worthy of that, it's the fact that we're losing money because Ken and others indicate we're losing about $2,000 a year per person because of the roads that we're driving on that certainly do damage to our vehicles and make accidents more pronounced. It's not a good situation out there. 877-217-5757. Phil in Jefferson Terrace. Hi, Phil. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yes, sir. At some point in time, the price of gas is going to go up, and we have been used to paying between like $2 and $3 a gallon, so I don't think that's going to be a huge hit. Is this a progressive tax? And what does Chris John and the oil people think about this? And thank you, sir, for being an adult in the room. We need this kind of legislation. Thanks.
All right. I know that the area chamber is supporting it, but is the Oil and Gas Association supporting it, Ken?
Not sure about the Oil and Gas Association. I think they basically are in favor of additional revenues. I know the industry group is supporting us, supporting the increase in revenues because they realize how important it is. And this issue of the price of gas is so nebulous. You can go in Baton Rouge today and find gas stations that have maybe a 15 to 20 cent difference in gas tax, between gas stations. So, an increase is not going to be reflected directly in the cost. In other words, say if it goes into 10 cents, you probably won't see a 10 cent increase. It may be something less.
Dan, downtown. Hi, Dan. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Follow up with the last caller. I'm wondering, is there any concern that that really this is just another aggressive tax and that actually does have a greater impact on the poor and middle class, rather than finally getting Big Oil and the Koch brothers to start paying their fair share?
All right. Is that a valid consideration?
Well, I think the gas tax is probably a lot of people call it a user fee, because actually the people who are using the vehicles, are the ones paying the tax. So it's probably the most correct way to get revenues for additional road and bridge improvements.
Susan on College, you'll be our final caller for Ken Perrette, president of Louisiana Good Roads. Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
I have two questions. I thought we had set up money in a transportation fund a while back that it could only be used for roads and bridges. That's the first part.
Quickly.
Did it get repealed?
All right. The 1990 tax.
No, the original set up a trust fund included roads for roads, bridges, and ports. So a small amount for port improvements, and it also allowed some money for the state police for safety patrol and safety on the highways. And that part is being stripped out now, proposed that so that the money will be only used, if this bill passed, will only be used for roads and bridges. And the old money could be used for ports, but no money would then now be used in the trust fund, would be used for state police. They would have to be funded from the general fund.
Thank you for joining us today, Ken Perrette.